Merħba u nirqawkom għal program Mieħor mill-Kulleġġ fejn din l-istaġun qed nitkellmu u niltaqgħu mal-istudenti biex narawna għal esperjenzi tagħhom fil-Enrichment Program Units. Fil-fatt din id-darba semmejni lilin mill-klassi. Sewa Zuzen.
Iva, x'lilin mill-klassi nagħmlu ħafna aħna il-Junior College, għandna ħafna studenti involuti f'ħafna programmi u attivitajiet differenti. Jien orrajt, u inti Roberto?
Tajjeb ħafna u nieħu gost li nkunu qed naqsmu l-esperjenzi tal-istudenti għax nemmnu ħafna li fl-akademiku titgħallem ħafna. Ma nemmnu wkoll li permezz ta' attivitajiet oħra, gruppi oħra u opportunitajiet differenti tista' trawhem ċertu ħiliet illi ħassibhom utli f'kull ħaġa li tagħmel f'ħajtek.
U li nisimgħuhom mingħand fhom l-istudenti hija x'hekk xhieda ta' dak li verament qiegħed jiġri.
Ekko, ġaħna nistgħu ngħidu x'inhu programm, x'inhu proġett, imma għax nieħsa ċertu punt. L-istudenti jista' jgħidulna kif għaddew huma, x'talmu minnu u forsi x'qed jippjanaw il-quddiem għalih.
Tajjeb, tajjeb li ngħidu li llum ħajkonna nqelbu issa bl-Ingliż għax għandna waħda mill-istudenti tagħna li hija miċċina u allura tajjeb li nkunu qegħdin niftehmu tajjeb nżommu bl-istess lingwa minn issa l-quddiem.
Ekku, tintroduċi naqa.
Iva, nintroduċi lill-istudenti, so I will introduce now our students, Andre Cini and Jinzu Lu, who we will refer as Lucy.
Thank you.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So, let's start by getting to know you a bit more. Okay, for example, Andre, can you tell us what you're studying at JC?
Well, apart from the EPUs, I'm doing maths and computing A-level with intermediates like marketing, English and psychology, and obviously systems of knowledge.
Okay, and with such subjects, such a choice, what are your plans for the future?
If any, I would like to go, obviously, university, that's the obvious goal, but I'm still looking at my options. I haven't, you know, looked at something and gone, that's what I want to do. So I'm still looking whether I want to do software, whether I want to do artificial intelligence, or whether I want to do hardware or computing engineering.
But it's involved in computing.
Yes, that's the goal.
That's the world.
That's the world.
That's okay. If I could pinpoint something as broad as it can get, it would be something in computing.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lucy?
I'm currently studying marketing, economics, and pure maths for A-levels, and English, psychology, and SOC for intermediate. And I'm planning to study about new media in the university in the future.
Media?
Yeah.
Studies. Very good.
Am I correct that you chose 3 A-levels?
Yeah.
Okay, so you might have in mind to continue your studies even abroad, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So you left the door open.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say new media, what do you mean by new media?
Like traditional media often refers to like journalists and like television programs, this kind of. But new media refers to like live streams and like social media platforms, this kind of stuff.
Okay, so that's new media, social media platforms, so online, mostly online, but more specific social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have two students who are dealing with the cyber, the
technology.
Technology part.
Sounds about right.
That's right.
But you'd like to focusing on communications, sort
mm-hmm.
of. Okay. Very interesting.
Now, both of our students here today are involved in the Media Literacy Enrichment Program. Is that right?
Yep.
So who's going to explain what it is all about?
Well, basically, media literacy, I mean, first of all, it's about like investigative journalism. So globally and mainly locally. So we talk about how you can get your articles to be, you know, reached to the broader public and even more worldwide. It's also talk about how to make an article credible. So what pieces of information you have to include and what you don't have to include sometimes, you know. We also talk about who owns what. So for example, you know, there's TVM, there's One, there's Net, there's various other sorts of
private stations.
You have websites online like Love in Malta, Times of Malta, Malta Today, whatever. And recently we discussed who owns what. So the government owns this, the laboristi own that and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And we also talk about press calls and whatnot. So it's really, it's like journalism 101, if I were to condense it. That's how I would say journalism 101.
That's what I would say, actually. It's like a very professional
and very interesting. I like the fact that you, apart from you looked at different sources, you looked beyond that and explored who owns these sources and possibly what interests the owners have in sharing certain types of information and not others.
Yeah, so along with this, we also look at, you know, certain controversies in Malta and how certain articles and news stations worded differently. Mm-hmm. So we look at, so, you know, you have a lot of taboo subjects.
That's right.
Such as, for example, the murder of Daphne Caruana Galizia, for example. You have certain, for example, you know, certain news stations didn't even post about it, or they posted very limited stuff, whereas other newspapers would post up and beyond the limit. You know, they would put all their eggs in one basket and post about it. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's very interesting and almost very shocking to see how different news articles and whatnot, you know, even don't even post or don't even mention a single word about such a, you know, crime.
Yes, the bias, right? Mm-hmm. That it is, in fact, you were going to add something, Lucy?
Like, we also studied how to identify the fake news and gender stereotypes, and like we should challenge this kind of stereotypes. And we also studied the good elements of a good story.
Very good. Lucy, what made you join this EP? Of course, you're interested in media and to go mm-hmm. into media, but investigative journalism, what prompted you?
Honestly, at first, I take part in this enrichment program to write my SOC journals, like to finish my SOC project. But then I found it interesting, and I think I'm really interested in how to identify the fake news. And now when I'm reading news, I also think about it's true or not.
I think it's very much linked to what you're interested to continue studying, because mm-hmm. most, I think many people nowadays get their news from social media sites. Mm-hmm. So getting to know these, not tactics, but ways to look at this information, I think it can help out in maybe in your work later on,
mm-hmm,
or to keep in mind certain things.
While with André, it has nothing to do with his subjects or
yeah,
directly, but I would say
directly. In fact, I was going to ask, how come you...
Well, like Lucy, I have it for my Systems of Knowledge project, of course. But I chose it, well, because it hit a few birds with one stone, you know. SOC project, you know, it's helpful. And it's very easy to do because, you know, whilst, you know, my friends, for example, they go and work somewhere and they do, you know, their hours are actually working. Our hours count as the lessons that we do.
Uh-huh.
So whilst my friends didn't even have a clue about what
to write on,
what to write on or what they were going to do, which rightfully so, you know, it's not an easy decision. Mm-hmm. I was already doing 6 hours, 8 hours, you know, just in the lessons, writing notes. But back on why I chose media literacy, it's mainly because A, for the SOC project, and B, it's an I find it an interesting topic. You know, it's not a career path that's talked about a lot, especially here in Malta, because there's a lot of, you know, biases here and there and whatnot. But I genuinely think it's an interesting career path, and you know, if all else fails, you know, I can go to journalism and write about the stuff that I love.
Very good. I'm very curious, Roberto. Uh-huh. Lucy, this is, of course, is another culture for you, another country. Have you learned more about Malta and the mentality in media that we have through this course?
Yeah, of course I do. Like, now I know, like, Times of Malta and other news agencies are owned by different institutions, and their different bias for different news are from their own point of view. So
yes, you got more acquainted
with the dynamics.
Yeah,
here in Malta.
Yes,
I would like to counter Andre, because you said the others were working. You're working your brain and your critical thinking on this. So yeah, physically, you're not running around, but you're researching. You know how to research better. You're exploring what's happening around
you. Of course.
No, just wanted to point it out.
Yes, and it's good that we explain a bit what this SOC project is as well to those who are listening to us. Now, this, first of all, it's the Systems of Knowledge course, and it entails that students do a minimum of 20 hours of voluntary work, and then they have to document this in a project, and they have to do journals for each visit.
Reflective journals,
with including the values they learn in the different modules. Yes, when we hear them say, "Listen, I went to do this program to do the SOC project, but then I know I got interested and I went deeper into it." That shows that this project actually pushes students to do things that otherwise they wouldn't have
the opportunity.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
Done. Or the motivation to do sometimes.
That's right.
That's a big factor, yeah, motivation.
But it seems that you're both motivated about this EP. You're very, the way you talk about it, it's very informative, but enthusiastically as well. I would like to know how do you it's basically a course, so it's a number of lectures, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you attend. Do you get to maybe, okay, there's a set course, but do you get to maybe ask to be, to be instructed or to be to have experience in anything that you might be interested in, or it's set?
So can you yourself tell, listen, we're interested to explore this, and you explore it through the skills that you are learning there?
Have you had that opportunity?
Mm-hmm, yeah, like we have two tasks for us. One of them is to analyze the advertisement of a product or a service. And the another one is about like the identify bias between different news. So
you're given a choice.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah, so we had two tasks, like she mentioned. Task A was for everyone had to do it, so it was compulsory. And like she said, you had to get a story. It could be any story, local, global, whatever you want. Sports, you know, politics, whatever you want. It could be about a pasta shop if you really wanted to. Genuinely, you had such a broad spectrum. Anyways, and you had to get three different articles. So you could get from, let's say you're doing it locally, you could get from TVM, Net, and One. And you have to identify certain details, which isn't that hard to do. It is quite hard to do because, let's say you take a very neutral topic, you know, like Fiorana beat Valletta 1-0. You know, if you take something so minuscule in terms of, you know, importance, not to say that Floriana and Valletta aren't important, because I know
don't go into that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I know a few people would
object.
In some, but yeah, you have to find certain details and certain biases that would indicate which side of the fence the articles sit on. And then task B, we had more freedom for it. So our teachers gave us a list of
options.
So you could do an advert analysis, or you could even do a podcast with a group within the project.
Okay.
Or you could even do a, you can even, you know, it was called fake news challenge, which you had to get any piece of fake news and deduct why it's fake and how they wrote it.
Can we ask, what did you actually choose? both of you?
To be honest, I chose the easy way out. I did I did the easy one. I did the advert analysis. We did something like it in class. And, you know, as many students, I shamelessly procrastinated until the last second.
That happens as well.
Too young and old.
No, but we did it in class previously, so I knew I'd have it handy.
I took the safe option,
okay. but then again, you know, I made sure to detail it as much as I can. So,
and can you tell us what came out of that, the conclusions about the adverts that you...
Well, they haven't marked it, so they don't mark it. What we're actually going to do is present our work.
Okay.
And yeah.
But you have done your work already?
I've done my work. I don't know about
Yes,
Lucy,
that's what
whatever.
I'm asking. Like, exactly. What have you learned while doing your work? Have you become aware of anything?
Journalism is not easy, first of all. There's a lot of work, and a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. And, you know, when you compare to other jobs, such as maybe accountancy or you know, being even in computing, like we touched on before, in Malta, the salary isn't even, it's not
comparable
to, you know, it's still decent. You can live off it, of course. We're not saying that you can't.
But
there's a lot of work for the money that you're getting. You know, it's not, you know, justifiable, our teacher said. Because we have two separate teachers. We had one from October to December, and then we changed from after we came back from winter. And he actually worked as a
journalist.
Investigative journalism for, I think, Malta Today, or The Shift, one of those. And he said that, look, the first thing he mentioned was that the pay isn't great, which kind of made me a bit uneasy, because, you know, first thing he says is that. But that's reality. Yeah,
that's right. And you appreciate it more when people...
You appreciate it more because they're being totally honest with you. They're not shying away from the, you know, they're not giving you a, false hopes. They're giving
false hopes. And you appreciate the work of journalists even more when you hear things like this. And what did you work on or still working on?
I did like same as him. I did the advertisement one. Advertisement I choose is about Nike in Olympics, I think in 2080, I think. So basically I analyzed their techniques and basically like they don't have the title of the Olympics.
Okay.
Actually Adidas owned the title ship. So but they still filmed their advertisement related to Olympics with some specific techniques. So I analyzed that.
Yeah. Very interesting. Uh-huh. And what anything that you came up with or are still working on it?
I did a presentation.
Okay.
But yeah, we're supposed to do it today, but basically we're going to do it next month.
Very good.
Okay, so Andre, Lucy, if you were to look at yourselves back in October before you started and now that you've been through most of the sessions of this enrichment program unit, media literacy, what would you say are some skills that you have improved or new skills that you have acquired?
Okay, I think from this program, I will try to not be imitated by like the writers. While reading news, I was thinking about it's true or not, and like
yes, you evaluate
what
you are reading, what you are hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You read between the lines, sort of about what's happening, and you sort of check things out before you say this is it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we have a more critical and analytic mind towards news and other things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Well, first of all, I think my respect for journalists around the world have gone up massively because of reasons that we've mentioned before and the amount of work that has to be put in behind the scenes, even on Sundays or public holidays, Christmas. You know, you can't sleep. That's an over-exaggeration, but you can't...
You have to be there.
It's a 24-hour shift. let's say you're in Malta and you have to report something about in America in a, on the afternoon, you know, time zones will come.
Yes.
So
yes, yes.
And if it's something very urgent, you know, let's say it's a election, there's the election coming up in November, you know, there have to be night shifts where people, you know, stay up because all of this,
of course,
all of this information and all of this breaking news would be around 2 a.m. for our time. You know, when they're sleeping, we're awake. And when we're sleeping, they're awake.
It seems you became very, very much aware of what it takes to be
yeah,
a journalist.
Exactly. And I also learned that it's, you know, it's a possible option, which is, I think, the best thing that could have happened with this EPU. I learned that there's, you know, I was before in October and September when I chose my subjects, I was in tunnel vision. I was like, okay, I want to do computing and nothing else. But after the CPU, I kind of, you know, I was debating here and there. And I'm still very much in the tunnel. But, you know, I can see the light behind me or the light in front of me, you know.
You're seeing other options.
I'm varying my options. So the tunnel is like splitting up now.
Very good. Very good.
And I think these are skills and also options that you can marry with any path you take. So exactly. If you still decide to go for computing, software, AI, that does not exclude that you contribute to a podcast or have your own podcast or follow the news or become a writer. And you want to be immersed in the area. I mean, it's they go together too. And even in your case, new media and this, I think they go quite well hand in hand. So from what I understand, this experience has given you the opportunity to learn new skills, more analytic skills, and you're already linking it to things that you can do later on.
Yeah, exactly. And this also can be, you know, also the main reason why probably 80% of the people in the class are doing it is for the SOC project, which is not easy at all. And with the help of EPUs, not just media literacy, but there's a wide variety of them at junior college. You know, it makes it, you know, that little bit easier, that could save you time massively when you're studying for other tests and exams and what have not.
And I would add the advantage that it pushes you out of your bubble. It pushed you out of your computing bubble. You are still in the communications bubble, but it gave you also some insights on different areas. And that's the aim of the different enrichment programs, to get you out of your comfort zone and experience also what's other things around you.
Yeah.
And I also think that it helps you improve also language, you know, the writing, how you write in English. Is that true?
Yeah, it does.
It does, because of course you write, the courses in English.
Yes, there's a good mix of Maltese people and people that aren't from Malta or don't speak Maltese. So, yeah.
In the language itself, so it helps you also to express yourself both in Maltese and in English. So it gives you as well language skills.
Yes.
Am I right? Okay. Slowly we're like
wrapping up.
Just wanted to mention that Lucy before was talking that she just came back from Strasbourg, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because she was part also of another EP, which we will discuss in another program. What was your experience in, it's Euroscola, right?
Yes.
And you went to Strasbourg, the actual parliament.
Yeah, I went there. It was a really nice experience, and it was my first time to go to other country with my classmates, not my parents. So, and it was really exciting. The European Parliament shocks me, like, when I first saw it, and
as a building, it's very beautiful. Yes,
and we vote in the European Parliament semi-cycle. Like, it makes me realize like the political is another really important element in our life, and we can really use our vote.
That's very good, because in fact there you take a seat and you also vote, no?
Yeah.
You actually go through the process that the politicians actually do as well. Good.
Just before closing off, very, very quickly, one sentence, a recommendation, a note from your side about the EPs or something else that you have learned. Would you like to share? Just one sentence, very quick.
My sentence would be, go for it. I mean, you've got nothing to lose, and there's a lot of advantages that come with it.
So go out from your bubble and challenge yourself.
Yeah, because it helps with your stock project as well.
Very good. Lucy?
For me, I think JCEP is a really meaningful and important activity, and I recommend everyone to take part in.
Very good. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lucy and Andrea.
Thank you.
Yes, I would like to encourage our listeners, those of you who want to make contact with us, you can do so through social media. We have Facebook and Instagram. There's our website where we document and show all the different activities that are going on. If you'd like to contact us directly, you can also do that via email on info.jc@um.edu.mt. We'd really love to hear your comments, your questions, and we'll try to address them in any way we can during the program.
And today we close in the English language. And take care of yourselves and of each other.
And if you can, of someone else too.
Ciao, ciao.